Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Winding down 2025, we've got to take a look at a top 10 list. Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine is joining us. And for people who may want to use this time to catch up on some of the best shows of the year, you've got your top 10 out. Would you like to start at number 10?
Yeah, sure. It's absolutely true that when you put these lists together, you're going like, oh, gosh, what did I miss? I do that for all those movie lists. I'm still catching up on movies. But I would say my top 10 list, I would begin with at number 10, I would say Severance. It would have been the first year, it was probably very much at the top of the list. But I got to say, some of the reveals left me more baffled than satisfied. But yet, this is such an intriguing thriller on Apple TV, where the people who go to work, they're consciousness is severed, so their innies and their outies are different, but now the innies are turning on the outies. It's kind of a mind-blowing show for sure, but there's nothing quite like Severance, so I had to put that on the list.
And then at number 9, something a bit more serious.
Yes, Ken Burns' The American Revolution, which I put on the list not just because it's another great historical piece by him that really is sort of like a curtain raiser to next year's celebration of the nation's 250th birthday, but also given how beleaguered the public television system has become, the collapse of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting because of government lack of funding, that I feel that, you know, I had to put something on there to remind us how absolutely essential public TV is. And Ken Burns being the star of public TV, the fact that he keeps in business, he'll keep their lights on, that's for sure.
And at number 8?
Andor, which is the best of the Star Wars TV spinoffs, big rousing show about rebellion and oppression, and the hero played by Diego Luna, who went on to be in the Rogue One movie. And so it's a really, really good Star Wars series on Disney Plus.
At number 7, I love this show. I think it's at season 3 of The Diplomat. I don't know if it's the cast or the plot or just their marital relationship. It's just, I find it riveting.
Well, it's all those things. You know, to me, it's the most entertaining political show I've seen on TV since The West Wing. But it also has, like you said, that really amazingly weird marriage between the two diplomats, Kerry Russell and Rufus Sewell. And when you figure that the last time Kerry Russell was on TV, she had another really complicated marriage in The Americans, which is another great series. But The Diplomat is just great fun. The twists are amazing, and they carried all the way through the 3rd season. Cannot wait for the 4th.
I have not started watching the show at number 6, but it is at the top of my list to start.
Yeah, you got to watch Pluribus, which has just finished its season on first season. So now you can watch the whole thing now on Apple TV. Another big hit for Apple TV from Vince Gilligan, who did Breaking Bad. But before that, he did The X-Files. And this is more like The X-Files and sort of as a weird sci-fi sort of a piece where everybody in the world but this one woman, or a few other people, but this one woman played by Rhea Seehorn is the only person unaffected when this thing affects all of humanity, and they all become part of this hive mind, and they're all weirdly cheerful. Well, she's not cheerful, and she wants the world back the way that it was. Is she going to be able to do that? We don't know how, but there's going to be a second season of Pluribus. It is one of the wildest and most unpredictable shows of the year, and that's why that's on the list.
At number five, a Netflix show that already has won some awards.
Yeah, won the Emmy for limited series, and it's probably going to win the Golden Globes as well, called Adolescence, and Netflix, four-part series about the fallout from this young teenage boy who commits a terrible crime, and each episode is shot in a single take as you get sort of this, you're plunged into the emotional fallout from this terrible moment, and there's one episode where the boy is interrogated by a counselor, a psychologist, and that is like a one-act play, and this boy who veers from being, he's still a kid, but he's also now a criminal. And what does this mean? And it's extremely emotional. One of the best series anywhere this year.
And look, at number four, it's a network TV show.
I know. It was really hard to find one because some of there's, you know, I don't dislike network TV, but there's so little that really stands out. But this year stood out because Saturday Night Live was celebrating its 50th anniversary, and not just the big primetime special, but they also had a couple of really great documentaries about the history of Saturday Night Live that aired on Peacock, and they had a big music special where they took over Radio City Music Hall, all of the musical guests, and that aired on Hulu, I believe, or someplace. But maybe I guess that was on Peacock, too. But yeah, the fact that they had such a banner year, and you know, they're the regular show goes up and down, but the fact that they could celebrate 50 years of history, and I hope they're around for 50 more.
At number three, a show I found to be satisfyingly scary.
Yeah, Alien Earth is my favorite of all the different kind. You know, they had a series on HBO, which was like a prequel to It. But I thought that what Alien Earth did was sort of reinvent that, you know, monster movie sci-fi franchise in a really clever way. They bring aliens to Earth, and it's, like you said, super scary. And the woman who plays this hybrid, she's sort of a robot, but also with a human consciousness, played by Sydney Chandler, this girl called Wendy, who makes a special connection with the monsters. It's a really good series. But like you said, it's scary.
At number two, it's not scary at all. It's just absurd in the best way.
It is. It is. And it won the Emmy for Best Comedy this year. It's called The Studio, another hit for Apple TV+. Really, really great year for Apple TV, I got to say. But this is Seth Rogen's satire about Hollywood, where he's this new studio head, very idealistic, and almost immediately he has to make compromises. They make him make a movie about the Jell-O guy, and it's just all, like you said, totally absurd. But what was also great was you have Hollywood legends like Martin Scorsese and Ron Howard pretending to be themselves during all of this scenario, and each episode sort of has its own different tone and look. It's a really clever series, and I'm glad it won the Emmy for Best Comedy, and that's why I put it at number two.
And at number one, a show that was not funny, but absolutely gripping.
It really was. The Pit on HBO Max, it sort of reinvented the medical drama and sort of brought the ER format into a whole new world with every hour was 1 hour in one shift in one day. Too much happened in that day, I got to say. But nonetheless, hour by hour, it was just so incredibly emotionally gripping. And Noah Wiley, who became a star on ER, now runs the ER as Dr. Robbie, and he is such a great central figure, all kinds of great characters on that staff. And so I was really into The Pit, and I've watched quite a bit of episode of season two, which begins in early January. So I got to figure that The Pit just might be on my list again next year.
So it gives you a lot to work on, folks. That is the top 10 from Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.